Hey there, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Behavioral Health Business Perspectives. I'm Chris Larson, reporter at BHB. Today, I'm joined by Brianne Hartley, the Chief Clinical Officer and co-founder of Unify Autism Care, a new autism therapy company that's based in Carmel, Indiana. Hartley has spent more than 20 years in autism therapy. The most recent phase of her career has included C-suite level executive leadership roles. She holds a PhD from Western Michigan University and is a board certified behavior analyst, doctoral, and licensed behavior analyst. In the following conversation, we talk about Unify's mission to bring the fractured care experience for patients, families, and providers alike into a more cohesive whole, how Unify hopes to grow, and how its business model differs from companies making similar efforts. All right, let's get into it. Brianne, thanks for being here.
Thanks so much, Chris, for having me.
So in the intro, I mentioned some basic biographical information about you and Unify Autism Care. So why did you decide to make your career in the ABA space in the first place?
Yes. Well, what's interesting is that I definitely didn't go into things thinking that I would have a career in ABA. So when I entered college, I had an undergraduate major in psychology. And very naively, I guess I went into college with the kind of stereotypic mindset of I want to help people, but I didn't know how I exactly wanted to help people with that psychology degree. And so I spent a good part of my freshman and then early part of my sophomore year in college really trying to figure out what was the population that I wanted to work with and specialize in. So I took the liberty to kind of experiment a little bit with different practicum and internship experiences and had the privilege of working with a geriatric population in nursing homes. Another population I had experience with was those who were having challenges with substance abuse. And each of those were really great experiences, but it wasn't until I had the opportunity to engage in an autism practicum that I really felt like I was finding my passion. And that's where I discovered applied behavior analysis. So the autism practicum that I engaged in was at an intermediate school where it was providing ABA therapy to preschool children with autism using the science and the application of applied behavior analysis. And prior to that, I had never even heard of the word autism. I didn't know what that consisted of. But very luckily, through that experience and that opportunity, As I said, discovered ABA, and really then that led me down a path of wanting to further explore what would a career in applied behavior analysis consist of. So I had a wonderful mentor in my undergraduate university who said, essentially, it looks like you're really interested in this stuff and you're doing well with this. You seem quite engaged. And what would you think about a graduate degree in behavior analysis? And she led me down the path of applying to graduate schools. And I ultimately wound up at Western Michigan University, where I obtained a PhD through the psychology department with a specialization in behavior analysis, and ultimately fell in love with the science, the effectiveness of the science, the way that it so positively impacted people's lives, specifically with the population that I had chosen to work with, the autism population. So those early experiences were now 22 years ago, and essentially I've never looked back and yes, have quite in fact made a career in applied behavior analysis.
Gotcha. Now, we can't go over the totality of your career, but the most recent phase of your career has been in clinical executive roles. So what issues did you see at other organizations that you seek to solve with Unify?
Yes, well, I've had some absolutely wonderful experiences within the organizations that I've worked in across the span of my career, have been equally fortunate to work with amazing colleagues who are extremely talented and have contributed in just really astounding ways to the field of behavior analysis. And so what prompted me to make a change in terms of the trajectory of my career is really in the pursuit of the mission of Unify. What the difference is in comparison to typical ABA organizations, or what my prior experiences within ABA organizations has consisted of, is that there's really been a lack of integration with other healthcare providers and systems. So unfortunately, in my experiences, most ABA services are provided in isolation of other healthcare services that children with autism traditionally interact with and receive treatment from. So it's nearly 50 to 70% or so of individuals with autism will have other diagnoses or concurrent comorbidities that are really imperative or impairing, you know, what ABA providers are able to do in collaboration with the other specialty providers that children will naturally see because of those other diagnoses. And so that's really what Unify is setting out to do. So we were founded to address really the fragmentation and discoordination among the systems of care for children with autism. So because we're grounded in the vision for integrated care, we're getting really creative about the ways that we think about patient progress and the ways that we think about patient outcomes. We're really talking about a whole life approach. So not only thinking about treating patients for the current symptoms that they have, but programming in ways for which we consider what it means to be successful and thriving later in life and throughout their entire lifespan.
So let's frame up just a little bit more background. Listeners will be getting this podcast February 2023. Help lay out a timeline for us. When did you start to seriously think about launching your own company? When did you meet your co-founder? Then when did you actually bring something into reality? And when did you start seeing patients? Some of those key points would help us understand a little bit more where you're coming from.
Sure, absolutely. So I guess long before I started thinking about an organization or an entity that would help address the fragmentation that I am referring to, I began recognizing that there were ways that services were disjointed for families. So even when it comes to, say, the coordination between diagnostics and the treatment of autism, it's common that the first conversations about the potential for autism will occur between a child's parents and their child's pediatrician. So either the parents have noticed some delays or maybe oddities in their child's behavior, or maybe the pediatrician will make mention of some concerns to the parents. But from the time that that conversation occurs to the time a child actually receives a diagnostic evaluation can be sometimes many months or even up to over a year. And for a long time, the pediatric community has not been familiar with ABA as a professional discipline, and therefore resulting in this disconnectedness. So the reason I mention all of that is because those were some of the things that I was thinking about and experiencing and noticing in my career, the disconnectedness in the diagnostics to treatment, for example. And so while I was becoming increasingly concerned about this fragmentation of care, I very coincidentally sat on the inaugural standard setting committee for the Autism Commission on Quality, the ACQ. And also on that committee was a pediatrician by the name of Dr. Stephen Marin. And during our discussions with the other committee members, Dr. Marin would often make comments and recommendations that were aligned with my thinking. As he was making comments and contributing to the ACQ discussions, I just kept thinking to myself, yes, you know, I'm thinking those things too, or that absolutely resonates with what my perspective is. And because of that alignment, I reached out to him separate from the committee to see if he was interested in just kind of further engaging about the things that we were aligned about, you know, chatting about our various different perspectives. And so then there we were, a BCBA and an MD who had very similar passions. We were identifying similar gaps in the autism care model, and we were becoming increasingly interested in establishing a system to bridge that gap. So in between the committee meetings, we would do things like share articles with each other or get on a quick call to talk over an issue here or there. And then over time, we started to have just kind of informal group calls. We each would pull in various different colleagues that we had who we also felt would be interested in this kind of work. And then ultimately, we decided that it was time to organize ourselves and do something with our ideas. And so now fast forward, now we're officially, we would consider ourselves officially launched, so to speak, in about mid 2023. That was when we first were starting to announce, unify, announce ourselves, announce this new work that we were doing. But that was after investing really many months into benchmarking our plans and operationalizing our vision. We really didn't want to come to the market per se until we felt like our model was fully realized. And so now we've just recently begun seeing our first patients.
Yeah, and when did you meet Dr. Marin?
So that ACQ standard setting committee was in the summer of 2021.
Okay, so let's get a little bit more specific and illustrate where the company is in its development. So, you know, what patient population does Unify treat today, and what services does Unify currently offer?
Yeah, so first and foremost, it probably goes without saying, but our target population are individuals with autism, children with autism. You know, secondarily, we really feel like the population that we serve is also parents or caregivers of those children with autism. So one of the things that Unify is doing that's pretty unique, I think, in comparison to other ABA providers, is that we're investing a lot of time with families and caregivers to learn really all we can about their child's development, their health and well-being, and as well as the caregivers' aspirations and goals for therapy. So we use the shared care decision-making approach to essentially finalize the goals for each treatment cycle that we make recommendations for the child to receive. And then we're really approaching achieving the treatment goals using the principles of behavior analysis. So, you know, first and foremost, providing services to children with autism, supporting their caregivers. And then thirdly, a population that we're looking to support and, you know, in a lot of ways provide services to are healthcare professionals. So we're really targeting kind of partnerships with healthcare professionals, especially healthcare professionals, pediatricians, typically more specifically, who recognize the value of Unify's integrated care model. So there's a lot that behavior analysis can contribute to as far as this, you know, well child, kind of whole child perspective, looking across the lifespan. And typically healthcare professionals, again, specifically pediatricians, can benefit from this closer alignment with behavior analysts and the expertise that we have. So we basically want to break down some of the silos that have developed, really help support pediatricians, because in essentially the last 20 plus years or so, the autism care landscape has changed pretty drastically. So starting in 2001, the state of Indiana passed a law requiring health insurers to provide autism coverage. And basically from 2001 to 2019, Autism Speaks really spearheaded this initiative to help all 50 states in the nation get these similar laws and mandates to cover autism services. And because of that coverage, it's become much more prominent across the nation for autism care, but yet pediatricians and other healthcare professionals haven't necessarily received the training or supports, or oftentimes lack knowledge around what is autism, what are the primary symptoms, what are evidence-based treatment strategies, et cetera. And so when you ask the question about the populations or the folks that we're providing services to, in a lot of ways, we're conceptualizing other healthcare providers, pediatricians, neurologists, psychiatrists, psychologists, for example, people who support individuals with autism being another group that Unify is really looking to reach out to and provide support to.
So also looking to the future, what services do you hope Unify will eventually offer?
Yeah. So first and foremost, of course, because we're just starting out, we really want to make sure that we're achieving our core goals and competencies, which include, of course, the integrated care for children that I'm referring to. But really aspirationally, we want to make sure that we're providing supports to teenagers and adults with autism. To this point in our conversation, I've highlighted and emphasized children with autism. But we absolutely don't want to leave out the underserved teenage and adult population. So that is definitely something in our future that we aspire to. We also want to provide robust social skills programming and supports. There's certainly autism is a spectrum, and as a part of that spectrum, there are some individuals who are most significantly touched by deficits in social skills and a lack of social and abilities in terms of interacting with peers and such. And so if that's really the primary deficit area, we want to make sure that we create supports to specifically touch that aspect of things. So social skills programming for sure. And then lastly, again, aspirational for the future, we absolutely need to master, you know, autism care with this integrated care model. But what we are looking to is really establishing a model that can be generalized beyond autism. So looking at more broadly caring for individuals with developmental disabilities that include autism, but also include just more generic developmental disabilities. So we're hoping to create a model that looks to do those kinds of things in the future.
So we've talked about this earlier in the conversation, but I do want to kind of put a finer point on it by contrasting the approach that UNIFY is taking with other models that I've had the chance to write about. So just as the name suggests, UNIFY wants to unify the patient family experience, also unify with other providers. However, the company has opted to do this through partnerships with other health core organizations rather than providing all of the services that could unify a spectrum of care within the organization itself. So why opt for the partnership role?
Yes. Well, most children come with what Dr. Stephen Marin, UNIFY's chief medical officer, refers to as a health resource community. And that health resource community typically includes a group of healthcare professionals that essentially circle around any given patient to provide the supports that they need. So again, a pediatrician, maybe a neurologist, psychiatrist, psychologist, et cetera. And because children come to ABA services already having that health resource community, UNIFY doesn't want to disrupt the continuity of care or the stability of that kind of existing relationship. So we're thinking that there's more power to helping these teams coordinate and collaborate on a child's care, and we have a model of care to support that approach. So we're essentially aiming for more systemic change. That systemic change can't necessarily happen by isolating robust healthcare services only within our own ABA organization. So certainly I'm aware of some models that an ABA organization would say employ a pediatrician or employ a psychologist, for example, and work within the bounds of that ABA organization. But for systemic long-term change to occur with really the optimization of these integrated efforts, UNIFY is committed to establishing external relationships with healthcare systems.
So this unification, you know, of ABA patient, you know, information is, you know, at the core of the company's present identity and its future success. So how will UNIFY make that a reality, keeping in mind that sharing patient data is the eternal headache in all of healthcare?
Absolutely, it is. Yes, you've picked a really poignant pain point. So we're very aware of the known challenges and difficulties of data sharing as far as patients go. And what we're really fortunate about at UNIFY is that many members of our broader leadership team have deep healthcare leadership experience. So we have some interesting ideas on data management, on electronic health record analytics and applications. And what's interesting is as we approach different healthcare systems across the country with this integrated care model and the conceptualization of the things that have been talked about today, we now have a potential healthcare partner in the works who, once they heard about our model, actually offered to support interoperability with our IT systems. They're essentially understanding of the challenges that exist with not having integrated patient data sharing abilities with this kind of model. So although we haven't fully, by any means, solved this issue just yet, we are seeing interest and understanding with healthcare partners and coming together to establish solutions to better share patient data.
Let's shift gears a little bit. Let's talk about staffing. How has it been trying to find providers and support staff in these earliest days at Unify?
Yeah, well, because we are fairly new, it means that as we're getting started, we don't necessarily have a volume of need for staff yet that has yet posed any challenges. However, speaking for myself and, of course, for my colleagues as well who've worked in the ABA space for many, many years, we know that it's coming. We know that we will get at a patient volume in which we will have perhaps some challenges to meet the needs as far as our staffing goes. So to this point, the clinical staff who have joined us, and clinical staff being BCBAs and RBTs, they've joined us because they've been really moved by Unify's mission. So they're equally passionate about the need to evolve the work that we do within behavior analysis to optimize patient outcomes. They're really motivated to be a part of the evolution, in a sense, of the future of behavior analysis through this integrated care model. So we feel strongly that clinicians will be drawn to the ability to essentially have a seat at the table with other healthcare providers in ways that perhaps through traditional ABA organization and traditional models, BCBA specifically wouldn't have otherwise had that opportunity. So it seems really grounded in these early conversations that we're having with clinicians, that they're very interested in having that mutual respect as a healthcare provider. So we at Unify really believe that all employees within organizations are going to seek, one, to be part of a noble shared purpose. You know, it really goes without saying that if anyone can work and be employed within an organization, that they feel really drawn to the mission and really passionate about the mission, that it's going to be able to, you know, pull in really talented, good folks into the organization to do really incredible work. So we feel really strongly that we've got a powerful mission for folks to be drawn to. And then again, that second piece being having that earned respect, the BCBAs and the RBTs that we're bringing onto our teams, being a part of the kind of overall healthcare ecosystem, so to speak, for the patients that we're caring for. And we feel really strongly about our values at Unify. So we summarize our values in the acronym CARE, C-A-R-E. So CARE, standing for compassion, acceptance, reliability, and effectiveness. And so our recruitment and retention strategies are centered around this emphasis that all decisions that we make throughout the organization will be with these core values at the center.
So one thing I do want to follow up a little bit when it comes to the value proposition on more on the retention side. So bringing people in with the noble mission, but also kind of changing the what I'll call, you know, the dynamic and the place of these people that work in the behavior analysis space. So this is a different approach that you guys are bringing to contextualizing your care in the wider system. How does that contrast with the status quo, just so we can illustrate this concept just a little bit more?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the noble purpose, like you're mentioning, where a BCBA is really going to see the difference is that when we conceptualize what a healthcare provider looks like in the construct of patient care, a lot of times behavior analysis is on the outside of that circle. And so what Unify is looking to do is really advocate very strongly, both within the behavior analytic community and outside the behavior analytic community, that BCBAs as professionals should be inside that circle. They should be considered respected healthcare professionals as pediatricians are, as physicians are, psychologists, psychiatrists, etc. And so what that speaks to is that a budding behavior analyst or an experienced behavior analyst who hasn't necessarily felt on the inside of that circle, when they join Unify, they are joining these partnerships with healthcare systems that Unify has established, where there is that kind of inherent respect and understanding of other healthcare professionals. The BCBAs will find that a pediatrician will say, BCBA, what do you think? You know, how would you like to contribute? What can we do together for their overall care and the establishment of goals for this patient? Where in other kinds of settings and situations, that's certainly not going to be as apparent or not apparent at all.
So shifting gears a little bit here, how is Unify funded? And looking forward, what's the general plan for ensuring the company has the capital that it needs?
Yes. So Unify is funded by the Mitchell Family Office. So Mark Mitchell is the founder of the Mitchell Family Office, and he is extremely passionate about establishing innovative healthcare solutions. Mark Mitchell was the founder of US Medical Management, and he sold that then to Centene. And it's now the Mitchell Family Office has the ability to invest in healthcare companies with a really strong focus on patient-first outcomes, on value, and on innovation. And so throughout the investment in Unify, Mark Mitchell now has the opportunity to fully realize an innovative and transformative autism care system. So we feel really fortunate to have partnered with Mark Mitchell and the Mitchell Family Office, and we're very confident that we fully have the capital needed to be successful with that partnership with the Mitchell Family Office. I think you had asked a bit about payers. You know, with regard to payers, we have a number of team members with really deep experience on the payer side of things. So insurance payers, insurance providers. So Dr. Steve Marin, who I've mentioned, has been a medical director at two health plans, and he's helped Unify really develop strategies that are anchored in mutual interests and goals for both the ABA organization and the insurance provider. And so we have some really unique approaches to the idea of value that are already getting a lot of interest. And so it's something that we're really excited to further develop and hopefully have some announcements for the ABA community here in the near future.
I got you. So it sounds like you're having these conversations with payers. I presume that means you're going to be working in network and trying to partner with payer organizations. I just want to make sure that we're understanding that correctly.
Yes, you know, it could be a whole number of things in terms of what partnerships consist of, but certainly could include what you just mentioned.
I gotcha. So this is a question that's been on my mind a lot, especially after the year that we had in 2023. So the question is the autism therapy space still a good place to do business? Listen, I get it. There's a huge need for more services, more providers, and innovation. But just purely from a business perspective, is this still a good place to do business?
Yes. No, that's a great question. And right, there's been a lot that has gone on in the autism space over the last several years. So I'm a clinician. I was trained as a clinician. I truly had no aspirations early in my career to establish a model of care that could be transformed into a business model. But here we are. So you can never quite predict your future and what the future holds. And one of the things that I think about is at the onset, you know, one of the variables that needs to be taken into consideration when developing a business is the question of, is there market demand? And with that question alone, considering the increasing prevalence of children with autism, now being nearly 3% of the children within the United States having an autism diagnosis, kind of fortunately or unfortunately, for what it's worth, yes, you know, this is a good space to do business in. I feel strongly that what Unify is doing will help solve a problem that exists. So as I mentioned, that first question, is there market demand? And then the second question one can ask themselves is my business model unique? And yes, is the answer to that question for Unify as well. Is it unique? Are we bringing something new to the space? And so we want to expand what autism care consists of, make it more holistic, bring in multiple care providers with behavior analysis at the center and at the core. So despite the various different challenges and whatnot that providing autism service provision consists of, I feel very strongly that yes, the autism space is a great place to do business in.
Okay, and we'll have to leave it there. Brianne, thanks again for your perspective.
Thank you, Chris. I appreciate it.
Thank you for spending your time with Behavioral Health Business Perspectives. You can find more conversations like this on the major podcasting services, including SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or Spotify. You can also join the conversation yourself by attending our next event, which is called Value. We'll be in Miami from March 12th to 13th for a day and a half of panels, conversations, and networking centered around value-based care and the latest in reimbursement trends. I'm Chris Larson, reporter for Behavior Health Business, a WTWH media company. We'll see you next time.